This is Scott Becker. We're talking about inflation this morning and how rapidly you see it at different spots in life. You know, somebody mentioned to me this morning, Jeremy Corr, our magnificent producer, about the cost of Thanksgiving. And even there, you see the cost of feeding a family of 10, 12, 18, 20, whatever Thanksgiving gathering up. I would think it's at least up 20, 30% from last year, what we expect to pay to really take care of the family. The second thing I think is almost more interesting about the Thanksgiving gathering. Usually, and again, this is a part of American affluence, and I'm embarrassed for it, but usually if we get past 15, 20 people at our house Thanksgiving, we have some kind of help. What you're finding this year, it's impossible to find that some kind of help. You see people on Facebook and other places, and I know it's embarrassing, trying to find help, and it's almost impossible to find this year unless you got out way, way in front of it to find help for Thanksgiving. No matter what you want to pay people, they don't want to come. They're doing okay. They don't want to do it, or they're fully stopped up by the labor market. So the cost of inflation is rising. The ability to get help is rising. The cost at the pump is rising. When you go to get gas, it's up 60% year over year. In some places in the country, you're seeing it cap $5 a gallon. And that's not going to get any better with having this Federal Strategic Oil Reserve, which is just a debacle. And then finally, next, is the cost of going out for dinner. When you take your family to dinner, I think all of us have noticed that the price of that has just exasperated, has just accelerated significantly. So sort of 4 points. Thanksgiving more expensive, much harder to find help. Gas prices way up, 60% year over year. In some places in the country, $5 a gallon. And finally, the cost of taking the family out for dinner. For anybody that is paying the bill, whether you're doing it for yourself as an individual, woman, man, anybody, as a father or mother taking the family out for dinner, it has gotten crazily expensive. And it takes a lot of discipline to make sure you're not ordering appetizers, you're ordering less drinks, you're ordering less things that make the cost of the overall meal ridiculous. In any event, thank you for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. It's not quite a rant or event about the price and cost of inflation, but it's close to it. But it's dotted by the gas prices, the inability to get help. Life goes on. It's all terrific. We'll take care of it. It's all good. And then finally, this issue of how much more expensive it's gotten to go out for dinner and take a family for dinner, take a family for lunch, whatever it might be. And I think most of us are seeing this. And I'd love to hear from people. Are you seeing it? Are you not seeing it? Some of your thoughts on this. Are you seeing these inflationary increases? Obviously, if you want to buy a house, you see them clearly. If you want to buy stock, you see that clearly. You've got inflation in those assets. But I think you see it at the pump, and I see it at dinner for sure. Thank you for listening, and have a great, great Thanksgiving.